Right. Even though I want good change.
I want good change.
I want the positive thing. And it's so weird. Because I'm scared of change. I want change. I'm scared of change. I want to evolve. I want new experience. I want more. I want more. I want to learn more. I want to experience more. I want to contribute more. I want to give more.
I want to receive more.
And no, I don't. Humans. We're programmed to love our comfort zones. It's true.
It's true.
It's true. And when people change, and it doesn't fit my comfort zone, I don't like it. And when it's me, and I don't fit my comfort zone, it feels awful.
It feels
like I'm stagnating, procrastinating,
dragging my feet.
Being lazy. Being stubborn. Feeling confused. It's like I let myself down. And I don't know why. In my mind, it makes perfect sense. This would be a good change. I trust me to make it good. And then that other part of my mind says, nuh-uh. Stay with what you know. Even if it feels bad. At least we know how bad it feels. It took me all these decades to get my life story and tell it well. Not letting that go. I'm not letting that go. It's not my history. It's my identity. All the ways. We're just screwed. We can't thrive. Without change. And all we do is complain about change. We don't like change. Not in the weather. Not in the politics. Not in religion. Not in our memories. We want change. We'll fight for change. But some part of us doesn't want change. We're always believing, no matter what area it's in, it's the wrong change. It's the wrong change. I'm afraid. It's the wrong change. I'm afraid. I'm going to screw it up.
I'm afraid.
It's too good to be true.
I'm afraid.
I've known fear from
since before
I was even born. I felt my mother's fear.
I felt my mother's fear.
I felt other people's fear.
Fear is programmed
in my DNA.
All the ways I have fear.
I want to make friends with fear.
I want to make friends with fear.
I want to have a new thought pattern
around fear.
Fear isn't working against me.
Fear is the signal
that something new,
something unknown,
something exciting
is coming into my life.
I want to be friends with fear.
I want to be the one
utilizing the energy,
the fear energy,
to know courage,
to know motivation,
to know acceptance.
I want to utilize fear,
not as some big dark coal
that I'll fall into and get lost.
I want to imagine fear
as some big dark hole
that lets good things fall into it.
And I can get used to them.
I can get used to them.
And I want to thank my ego
and my subconscious mind
for wanting to protect me From the unknown. I haven't had to apply for jobs in a city I don't live in very often, if ever. I don't know how to pack, if I'll like my new home, if I'll meet the good friends I've already cultivated. I don't know how successful or lonely I'll be when I change, when I move, when I retire, when I get promoted. I don't know. And I've been afraid of not knowing. And what if I could shift fear just a few degrees over to positive expectation, to excitement, like the crazy people that go on roller coasters? They pay to get scared. I want to skip the money part and allow great receiving. I want to make friends with fear. It was not appropriate as a child to make friends with fear. It was not appropriate as a student to make friends with fear. I'm an adult. I have experience, wisdom, a personality. I am safe. I am safe with me. Fear can be a friend today. I don't need it to save my life. I've gotten pretty good at surviving in a human body. I can listen to my intuition. I don't need fear to lock me down, shut me up, hold me back. That was appropriate. That was right at certain times in my life. And all the ways I have misused fear, I forgive myself. If I could have done it differently, I would have. All the fear I have packed on my body in pain, in fat, in wrinkles, in gray hair, in hair loss, in loneliness, all the ways I've carried fear without understanding it. Today I want to make friends. Today I want to embrace fear. I want to guide fear. I want my intelligence, my personality to direct fear, to motivate me, support me, lead me, guide me into allowing every good thing I feel called towards. Where I once could not trust me, where I used to always get it wrong, at least they thought so. I am not a child. I am not a child. There's no one to impress. There's no permission to be had. I can trust me. I can choose for me. I can decide for me. I want to feel safe with me. I want to feel safe even when fear is signaling everything new ahead. The truth is, I get to take me into the unknown, and I can trust me. If I don't like it, I'll move back. If I don't like it, I'll change jobs, hobbies, locations, friends. I can trust me because I'm not a child today. And there's no one who knows better about me than me. I am a beloved child of a good Creator. And I do deserve every good thing I desire. And I ask for guidance, and I ask for support, and flat out, I want magic so that I know the unknown is where I'm supposed to go. I need some big magic. I need some big synchronicity. I need some big unexpected yeses. So that I know what the unknown is the destiny that I'm safe in. I want to trust me. I want to trust the Creator. I want to trust the planet. I want to trust other people. Because I'm not stupid. And I'm not a child. And I can change my mind. And I can change my situation. And I can change my circumstance. Whenever I need to. It is good. It is right. It is good. It is right to be me. Okay, big breath.